It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
Joining me today is Tom Silberkleit, known as the California Travel Wine Insider and publisher of the California Directory of Fine Wineries. How are you today, Tom?
I'm doing great. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to chat with you again. And we are doing our All Wine Wednesdays, and I'm glad that you're a part of it. And I'd like to talk about, first of all, one of your big accomplishments with your latest Santa Barbara edition. Tell us a little bit about what is happening.
We are thrilled. As of last November, we found out that our Central Coast California book, the California Directory of Fine Wineries for that region of California, hit the number one bestseller list on Amazon.com.
That's exciting.
It's huge.
Yes, that's great. Good for you. This book is a must-have for anybody traveling to California wanting to do the whole wine tour scene, don't you think?
Well, we try our best to, what they say, curate the book, to make sure we're selecting wineries that are making good wine. First and foremost, we want the wine to blow you away. But I also want people to visit destinations, places that are over-the-top beautiful, great architecture, tours, wine caves, art exhibits on-site. Because a lot of times people will have a group, they'll go wine tasting, and there's always someone in the group that doesn't drink or doesn't like wine. So I try to pick places that have something else for them.
What are the latest trends happening in the wine world in California?
Well, I'll tell you, there's something that I've seen over the past several years that's becoming a huge tidal wave of a trend, and this is storefront tasting rooms. They're proliferating all over the West Coast and probably around the country as well, where small mom-and-pop operations and also sometimes larger operations opening retail stores to sell their wine and to taste their wine. So it's not the big estate experience when you go to the vineyard itself and see the winemaking production facility. It's a store. Now, that's causing a little backlash in that towns that are known in wine country, like the town of Sonoma, has now dozens of these little storefront tasting rooms popping up around the historic downtown. Also, in the tiny village of Los Olivos, which is in northern Santa Barbara County, which is a real hotbed of terrific wine, there's now 40 of these little storefront tasting rooms in this little western town. It's causing a lot of confusion because they're popping up left and right. Some of them have terrific wine, and some of them mediocre wine. So the public has to just taste and determine who they like, because most of these little storefront shops are completely unknown.
Well, the thing is, with the storefront shops, they are probably offering a variety of wines to taste. And do you think it's taking away from the individual wineries themselves?
A little bit. But then there are those people that really want to go to the destinations. They want to go to the chateaus, the salons that we have in Napa Valley, Sonoma, even in Paso Robles. There are so many little mom-and-pop winemaking facilities that are the real thing. So a lot of people enjoy going to the facility to seeing the grapes being processed and to meet the people behind the wine and to get out into the countryside, because this is about vacation, about holidays. You know, in downtown Santa Barbara, beautiful Santa Barbara, the Riviera of the West Coast, there's an area that's developed over the past couple years called the Funk Zone. And it's in the downtown, an area that was a rundown part of the city, a lot of industry, and it's becoming a wine hub where one after another, wine and art, it's all popping up, and the quality of the wineries down there are terrific. There's one little winery that we feature in our book, Blair Fox Cellars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Blair is the winemaker for Fess Parker Winery, which is a larger brand, but this is his own little tasting room in the Santa Barbara Funk Zone downtown. And then he's got a larger tasting room in that small village of Los Olivos I was telling you about. He actually pours the wine, and his wife is working in the tasting room, too, so you get to meet people like that. But the wines are great, and that's why we've included them in the California Directory of Fine Wineries.
Now, Tom, for folks that may have never been to a wine tasting out in Sonoma or Napa or any county in California, for that matter, what can one expect? I mean, Is it more than one wine that's available for tasting? Does it cost anything? And are there any food snacks available as well?
You have hit the nail on the head on all counts. In some cases, you can still find a tasting room here and there that do not charge. It's become very rare. For the most part, they can charge anywhere from $5 for five tastes to $20, $30, even $40 for the royal tasting. Depends on where you are. Napa, Sonoma, Mendocino. Sometimes you can meet the winemaker, Also, down on the Central Coast, you can often meet the winemaker. So, yes, they do charge. Many of them have a food pairing on the menu, so that if you'd like to have chocolate with your port, or chocolate with your Cabernet, or caviar with your bubbly, that is all available. So we have wineries like Heights Cellars in Napa Valley, Joe and Alice Heights, way back in the early days of Napa Valley, created this beautiful, beautiful style of Cabernet, and the second generation of people are now in charge. It's the 52nd anniversary. Family-owned, one of the icons of Napa Valley. And then there's a place like ZD Wines in Napa Valley. Family-owned, the hospitality is top-notch. This is something that I love. Many, many wines that you can choose from. They've been family-owned for 40 years. So they have different menus, and you can pick menu A, menu B, menu C, and you'll usually get 5 to 7 tastes. And the wines can range from Zinfandel, Pinot Noir. It depends on your taste. Chardonnay. What's really popular are the Rhone wines along the California Central Coast, which are really nice, completely different from what you'll find in Northern California.
Well, how do you compare a Rhone? Give me the difference between that and Rhone wine, something else.
They can taste more earthy, and Rhone wines would encompass Viognier, Syrah, Mourvèdre, Grenache, Roussan, Marsan, those type of wines that maybe a lot of people have not tried. And there's a lot of blending going on the Central Coast, in Paso Robles, Santa Barbara County, San Luis Obispo. And, man, some of those blends are fantastic. The Cabernets that you get in Napa Valley, no one can touch what Napa can do with a Cabernet. Rich, chewy, full. It's the soil, it's the weather, and it's always based on what's happening in the vineyard. That's how you make great wine. It happens in the vineyard. A lot of the winemakers these days in California, they like to just sit back and let nature do its thing, and they don't like to tamper with the finished product as much as they once did.
You know, it's interesting because the Napa wines compared to the Sonoma wines are different because of the whole geographical thing going on, right?
Yes, that's it. It's all about the fog coming in.
Yeah.
The Santa Rita Hills is a region down in Santa Barbara County where the fog comes in and cools the vineyard. And the valleys in that region go from west to east, which is very unusual for California. Most of the valleys go north to south, but that lets the fog funnel in. So places in California that have the cooling effect of the fog turn out to be great places for Pinot Noir, which is a finicky grape, and for Chardonnay. They like that coolness, versus a place like Paso Robles, which is good for Cabernet, or Napa Valley, which is hot and good for Cabernet, too, and they don't have as much fog.
It's an amazing time to think about planning a trip to wine country. I'm talking with Tom Silberkleit, the publisher of the California Directory of Fine Wineries. What's your website?
It's californiafinewineries.com. That's a long website, but easy to remember, californiafinewineries.com. And, hey, our big news is we are launching ebooks right now. We're going digital.
That's great. That's great. So folks can actually check out your wineries right at the tip of their fingers.
Yes, if people have a Kindle, an iPad, a Nook, an iPhone, Android phone, any of those devices will work, although these new ebooks are optimized for tablets, and they are getting rave reviews around the country.
Well, that's great, Tom. Very exciting. It's so nice to talk with you. I like to keep up with what's going on in the world of wine with you. I'm Tonia King. Thanks for listening to Tonia's Kitchen.